And what type of audience do you write for?
Well, I want the music and the dramatic experience to be accessible. To me, music is, I define it, for me anyway, as an emotional language. So I want something that when the person goes into the theater, when they come out, they feel like they have had a real emotional, and in this case of this opera, a powerful emotional, musical, and dramatic experience. So in that regard, I'm writing for an audience who is interested in experiencing a good musical and dramatic experience. Some people, you know, tell me, well, one of my neighbors said, you wrote an opera? And I said, yes. I've never been to an opera. And I said, good, you should. So they're actually coming, and they've never been to an opera before. Because it's, to me, opera shouldn't be limited to just a group of people who put on their Sunday best and go to hear opera because that's what they've always done. It's fine for those people to be there, and I love the fact that they're there. But I would write a piece of music in opera for anybody who would want to have something that gives them a powerful emotional and musical experience.
And Brian, you're working with a composer who uses a computer to compose his music. Do you think that computer-generated music has a place in opera?
One correction to that, he is not using the computer to compose the music. He's using it to enter the notation and stuff. I mean, he's a brilliant composer. Certainly, I think if you take away the computer, I think his music would be every bit as brilliant as it is. My philosophy is use the tools that you have at your disposal. As long as you know what you're doing, and the computer is not substituting for anything. In this case, the computer it's been a tremendous help for us because we have professionally printed parts available not quite instantaneously, but they're not handwritten parts. They're easily read. The scores themselves have been carefully edited and checked. There's no mistakes because you have a computer to give you, as Phil said, instant feedback. And when the computer plays back something, you can hear if there's a wrong note. And it's certainly, with something as difficult as putting on a new piece, you need everything going in your benefit as possible. And in this case, to not have to worry about mistakes in the score and to have such professional materials and resources at our disposal, it's a tremendous benefit.
Excellent.